We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
How many lessons did you learn from your father? Well, according to the son of Mr. Hockey, 9 lessons in a new book he wrote, in WWJ's sports reporter Jeff Lesson here with a special live interview. Jeff?
Yes, and we welcome to the WWJ airways Dr. Murray Howe, who is one of 3 sons of Mr. Hockey, the great Gordie Howe. And Murray, I would mention this on the back of the book that you wrote called 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father. What a coincidence. 9 lessons. Your father was number 9, of course. The inscription in the back of the book says, "You can't talk about how great Gordie was as a hockey player without also mentioning what a great person he was. He was the best player ever and an even better person," written by number 4 of the Boston Bruins, the great Bobby Orr. Murray, that pretty much says it all about your dad, doesn't it?
It really does. He was such an unusual person because he was so accomplished at everything that he did, especially on the ice and in really any athletic endeavor. He was almost superhuman, and yet he didn't recognize it. He was so humble and so dedicated to everybody else around him, and it made him uncomfortable when anybody would compliment him or tell him how great he was. I think one of the most challenging moments of his life was when he had that endless standing ovation in Detroit in 1980, and he didn't know where to hide.
That was when he was playing with the Hartford Whalers in the NHL, correct?
Yes, exactly. That was the 1980 All-Star game. And
at Joe Louis Arena. That was
at
incredible.
At Joe Louis Arena, exactly. It was really a magical moment, and Scotty Bowman had invited him to be on the squad, and as it turned out, Dad actually did quite well in the game, and it was setting up players left and right. And
so what was it like, Dr. Murray Howe, M.D., living in Toledo, Ohio now? What was it like growing up as the son of Mr. Hockey?
Well, as you could imagine, it was a fairy tale childhood. Not just because Dad was so well known and beloved, but because of how he was as a man. Really, if he'd never stepped foot on the ice, he would have been the one of the best fathers of all time. He was just so kind to us as his kids, and so inclusive and so supportive of everything that we did, and so fun to be around. I mean, going anywhere with Gordie Howe was such a fantastic experience, because he would joke around with everybody and grab the little kids and show them magic tricks and then hang them by their ankles. And I mean, he would, you know, nobody was immune to him. It didn't matter if he knew you or didn't know you, he would just try to make a moment for you, and it was a great lesson in living, that you can just turn any regular experience into a great moment.
Talking with Dr. Murray Howe, the author of 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father. His father, of course, Mr. Hockey, the late and great Gordie Howe. Now, everyone knows what he was like, or had the pleasure of seeing him play on the ice. Many say the greatest hockey player of all time, endorsed by such as Bobby Orr and as Wayne Gretzky. But in your book, 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father, what are some of the things that we would not know about your dad without reading your book?
Really, he was so calm and patient. He was almost like a Buddha or Jesus, kind of all rolled into one. He was really unflappable, and if my mom had a complaint about him, it was really that he never got angry about anything, ever.
Ever. Unless you gave him an elbow on the ice, then he might have taken care of some business.
On the ice, there was a switch that turned, but there was method to that madness as well. I mean, he played hockey in the way that he knew he had to play to be the best hockey player he could. He knew that you weren't going to survive 32 years if you were a pushover and let people take shots at
right.
you. So
he,
that's the way he played.
And and we all know what the Gordie Howe hat trick was, right?
Absolutely. And yet, Dad didn't have many of those because very few people wanted to fight him. After he fought Lou Fontanano, it was rare that anybody would try to tussle with him because they didn't want a piece of that.
They knew better. Had some of the sharpest legendary elbows in the game if you tried to mess with old number nine. So the book is 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father, the author Murray Howe, M.D. Of course, he had two other brothers, Mark and Marty. By the way, they also grew up in Southfield, right around our WWJ studios. But you became an M.D., but how do we get a copy of this book?
Well, it's available at book wherever books are sold, of course, and but also today, if you can still get a ticket, there's no charge to the ticket, but you do need the RCP ahead of time. I'm going to be at Walton Wood Cherry Hill at 2 p.m. Honoring my in-laws, Jerry and Maureen Moore, the parents of my beautiful wife. I wanted to honor them and they're big Gordie Howe fans and just wonderful people.
Walden Woods Bookstore in what city?
So it's actually not a bookstore. It's actually a retirement community. Walton Wood. Yeah, Walton Wood, Cherry Hill.
All right.
Cherry Hill and Lily.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. 9 Lessons I Learned from My Father by Murray Howe, M.D. Murray Howe, thank you for joining us today in WWJ.
My pleasure, Jeff. Take care. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.